and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the trial of the man accused of the murder of Donegal woman Danielle McLaughlin is expected to conclude within the coming weeks. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has confirmed he will be seeking to retain his Dáil seat in the upcoming general election. A former Sinn Féin press officer in the North West has pleaded guilty to a series of child sex offences. And the Save Ballyness Bay Action Group has confirmed that it's seeking a judicial review of a decision to approve 12 aquaculture licences for the bay. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher. First in news, the Taoiseach says he's concerned at the rapidly escalating situation in the Middle East. 182 people have been killed in Lebanon after Israeli airstrikes, according to Lebanon's health ministry. It represents a massive escalation in violence in the region. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has appealed for Irish citizens in Lebanon to leave.
We are extremely concerned at what is a rapidly escalating situation in Lebanon. We have instructed Irish citizens, or not instructed, we've advised Irish citizens to leave. We do this on a consistent basis, and we're in constant contact with Irish citizens in Lebanon.
The Irish Defence Forces, meanwhile, says all personnel currently deployed in Lebanon are accounted for and safe. It says operations are continuing where possible, but safety remains the number one priority. Oglena Heron has paid tribute to troops who it says are demonstrating commitment to upholding peace and security in a challenging environment. It's also thanked families and friends of serving members for their support. The trial of the man accused of the murder of Donegal woman Danielle McLaughlin is expected to conclude within the coming weeks. The 28-year-old was killed in Goa, India in 2017. Fakat Bhagat was arrested and charged shortly after Danielle's body was found, but his trial has encountered numerous delays over the years. It's anticipated his trial will now be completed by October the 17th. Danielle's mother, Andrea Branigan, told the 9 till noon show earlier today that all she wants is for justice to be served.
They said he went for an extension and it was rejected on the Thursday morning, and that the High Court have decided that the verdict, a whole lot, has to be over for the 17th of October. The embassy, UK embassy, were emailing me yesterday as well to say to look at flights, and that basically look at flights that can be changed just in case I have to go over before the 17th. It's something I was shocked about. Like, I really find it hard to believe that finally it's going to be over. No matter what the verdict, I'm not going to get Danielle back. But I need some kind of justice for her. And I don't know, even if he's found guilty, what he'd be sentenced to. Or if the 7.5 years he's already served, will that be taken off the sentence over there? I don't know how it works over there.
A child rescue alert has been stood down by Gardaí after a baby girl was found safe and well. The 5-month-old child was inside a car when it was hijacked in Dublin this afternoon. Tom Douglas reports.
The silver car was taken from the Mountjoy Square area of Dublin at about 1:50pm this afternoon. The child was inside the car. It was taken by a man who was not known to her or her family. Just minutes before 4pm, Gardaí initiated a child rescue alert and supplied the media with more information about the incident. That included a description of the car that was hijacked and the baby girl inside it. However, that was stood down about 20 minutes later when the child was found safe and well in Dublin. Senior Gardaí have thanked the media and the public for their help today.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has confirmed that he will be seeking to retain his Dáil seat in the upcoming general election. Announcing his decision today, Deputy Pringle said as an independent, he's always put people first rather than party, and he believes that's what's been missing with the current government parties. On the prospect of a large number of candidates, he says that's to be welcomed, as no one should have an easy ride. Deputy Pringle says some people were suggesting he would not be running again, and he was anxious to end any speculation.
I think it was just important just to clearly lay it out that I am running again, because some people have been putting around rumours that I wasn't going to be, and that just to lay that out very clearly is very important.
You've made it quite clear that you believe there needs to be change at the top, and that change needs to put people at the very centre of government thinking. The reality is, in order to effect change, really you're going to have to be in government. Can you see a situation where Thomas Pringle is in government after the next election?
I think it's something that you'll be working towards and working to achieve. I think that's vitally important. While I have been able to affect change in opposition, and particularly in the last Dáil, where there was a hung Dáil, the government didn't have an overall majority. The reality is that I think that's what you need to achieve, and you need to achieve change. And to achieve change for the people of Donegal is not about getting bits and pieces from the government table. It's about actually putting Donegal at the centre of decision making, and I think that's vitally important.
It's going to be an interesting campaign in Donegal. We have the prospect of a 100% redress candidate. We potentially have other smaller parties represented as well. It could be quite a busy field out there. It's not going to be an easy ride for you or for anyone else.
And that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be an easy ride for anybody. There should be always competition for particular seats. And I'll be going out and standing on my record and defending my seat in relation to that. And the people of Donegal will then have their say in relation to it. And that's the way it should be.
There has to be clarity from the British and Irish governments over a future border poll in Northern Ireland. That's according to Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald, who is calling on the British Prime Minister to reconsider his stance on a united Ireland. Keir Starmer has said he doesn't see a border poll on the horizon, while Britain's Northern Ireland Secretary Hilary Benn believes the vote is off into the distance. Mary Lou MacDonald says it's time both sides worked out a plan.
There has to be clarity from the British government and, by the way, the government in Dublin, that the referendum provisions of the Good Friday Agreement were not drafted to lie dormant, but will in fact be enacted, and that the people ultimately will have our say and decide our future together.
A former Sinn Féin press officer in the North West has pleaded guilty to a series of child sex offences. 42-year-old Michael McMonigal, with an address at Limewood Street, Derry, previously denied all the charges. Aidan Delaney has more.
Michael McMonigal appeared at Derry Magistrates Court today, where he pleaded guilty to 14 of the 15 offences put to him. He originally faced 15 charges, including attempting to incite two children to engage in sexual activity. He's also accused of 13 counts of attempted sexual communication with a child between May 2020 and August of 2021. Another charge was being left on the books. According to BBC News Northern Ireland, at his first court appearance last year, Mr. McMonigal was charged with three offences, but 12 more were added later. The court heard that a pre-sentence report would be prepared and a psychological assessment carried out. The 42-year-old was also placed on the sexual offenders register. Before releasing him on bail, Judge Neil Rafferty said it was likely a prison sentence would follow. The case has been adjourned for sentencing on November 8th.
The Real Estate Alliance says housing supply is simply not meeting demand. House prices are on the rise again, with the average price of a three-bed semi-detached home now costing over €320,000. Dublin is the most expensive, with an average of €532,000, while the cheapest is in Donegal, with the average price at €170,000. Michael O'Donoghue from the Real Estate Alliance says housing demand is driving up prices.
Whilst the private sector is building excellent houses, it's a simple matter of the council getting back into building their own houses, and doing it fast on their own lands. But outside of that, we have a lot of people coming into the country, coming back from abroad, from London, Australia, United States, etc. They want housing, and hence that's fueling the demand that's there.
The Sea of Ballyness Bay Action Group has confirmed that it is seeking a judicial review of a decision to approve 12 aquaculture licences for the bay. It follows a 2019 decision by the then Minister Michael Creed to designate the bay as a location for aquaculture. Emily Keegan reports.
In November 2019, the Minister announced the granting of 14 aquaculture licences on Ballyness Bay, which has been designated as a special area of conservation. Following a number of local meetings, the action group was established and it prepared a detailed appeal to ALAB, the Aquaculture Licences Appeals Board. The COVID-19 pandemic slowed down the process, and in May of this year, ALAB confirmed the Minister's decision with some minor amendments in respect of the 12 licences. The only means of challenging this decision is to seek a judicial review in the High Court, and following legal advice, the group says it has decided to proceed. A fundraising appeal has been issued, with the group saying court proceedings are costly and stressing they require the support of the local community as well as others who are keen to protect the integrity of the bay.
Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson believes the accommodation recognition payment scheme is squeezing ordinary workers out of the market. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty raised the issue with Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien in the Dáil last week. The ARP scheme currently provides €800 per month for the provision of accommodation for Ukrainian refugees, regardless of whether they are working or their income. Deputy Doherty says the scheme provides an advantage to Ukrainians that currently isn't there for other renters.
This scheme provides €800 per month to pay for rent for Ukrainians, regardless of whether they're working, regardless of their income whatsoever. The payment, as you know, is tax-free, means that to a landlord it's worth €1,600. And it provides an advantage to Ukrainians that isn't available to other renters out there, and particularly in constituencies like mine in Donegal, where the average rent is below €1,600, it is pricing ordinary renters out of the market. It is not fair. We warned at the outset of the scheme that this is going to put further pressure on the private rental sector, and it's manifestly unfair. So can I ask you, will you end the scheme in the way that Sinn Féin proposed earlier this
year?
Thank
you. The ARP scheme in particular, that is being reviewed in the context of the extension of the directive. And that's something that is being reviewed, the operation of that scheme. We do not want to see a situation whereby properties that were previously on a rental market and they're, you know, that's being looked at, okay?
Used to deal with when we told you.
I'm just trying to answer you. Would you just relax for a minute? The with regard to the contributions by those who are seeking international protection and are here, and I think, firstly, if we could just say as a country, we still have an obligation, a moral obligation, humanitarian obligation, to look after those who are seeking shelter here and shelter from persecution. Whilst they're here, what contributions they will make will be a matter that will be brought forward at a cabinet subcommittee in relation to migration in the coming weeks, and we're awaiting proposals on that as to how we can, as to whether changes will be made in that regard.
Farmers must be properly paid through the EU into the future, according to Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue. He was speaking in Brussels, where EU agriculture ministers are meeting to discuss how the current Common Agricultural Policy, which runs until 2027, is to be replaced. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has promised a vision for agriculture within the first 100 days of her new term. Minister McConlogue says the EU must make a long-term commitment to put farmers first.
It's really crucial that the key message that we have to build upon there is the importance of the next CAP being well funded and making sure that farmers are properly rewarded for the really important work they do across Europe in relation to food production and also the really important role they have as well in relation to producing that food sustainably.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic games, and the fixtures have been confirmed for this weekend's semi-finals in the Michael Murphy Sports Senior Football Championship. The first semi-final will take place on Saturday evening as Gidor and St Unans go head-to-head at McCool Park in Balbuffet at 7:30pm. On Sunday, it'll be St Michael's and Dunloe battling it out to see who can reach the decider. That one will throw in at 3:30 at McCool Park. In the Senior B Championship, Gidor and Four Masters will be the curtain raiser for the Senior A semi between Gidor and St Unans. That game will throw in at 5:30 on Saturday evening in Balbuffet, while the other Senior B semi-final between St Unans and Neave Connell will start at 1:30 on Sunday, also at McCool Park. The two Senior C semi-finals will be played on Saturday. The first game of a doubleheader in Glenfinn will be between Sean McCool's and Glenty's at 2:30, while St Unans will face Termin at 4 o'clock. This weekend, we'll also see the Senior Championship relegation playoff between Clonmacnoise and St Nulls. That will be played on Saturday at 2pm in Glenswilly. And the Intermediate Championship relegation playoff will be between Letterkenny Gaels and Burt. That game is at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening in Convoy. The dates for the Junior and Intermediate finals have also been set. On Saturday, 5th of October, it'll be Karen Donna taking on Niamh Patrick Muff in the Junior A final, while it'll be Convoy against Karen Donna in the Junior B final. The next day, Sunday 6th of October, we'll see the Intermediate A and B finals. In the A final, Termin will play Niamh Columba, and in the B final, it'll be Termin against Burt. Those four finals will all be played at O'Donnell Park, with the times to be confirmed later. If you missed any of those dates or times, they are all available on our website now in the sports section at highlandradio.com. There will be lots of championship chat this evening on the DL debate presented by Brendan Devaney. He'll be joined by John Gilday, Brendan Kilcoyne, Pádraig Hilferty and Maureen O'Donnell. That's the DL debate tonight after the 7 o'clock news. Elsewhere, Slotnil manager Mark Doran is reportedly the frontrunner to take the Derry football manager vacancy. On Friday, the Derry County Board closed the door on a potential return for former boss Rory Gallagher. Doran has built up inter-county experience as part of backroom teams in his native Down and Clare and was this year part of Oisin McConville's Wicklow staff. The Irish News say movement on Doran's appointment will come when Slotnil's county championship involvement comes to a close. Moving on to soccer, Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley says his side need to be more efficient if they are to beat Bohemians tonight. Following Friday's draw at Derry City, the Dublin side square off with City rivals at Tallaght Stadium from 7:45 in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division. Bows have won the last two meetings between the clubs, but Bradley feels his Rovers team can collect all 3 points if they take their chances.
No, it's just about us taking the chances. I think if you look at the last performance over there, especially the first half, was really good, and the game should be over. We don't take our chances and then we give up really poor goals. And in these games, in any game, but in these games, it's usually small details and small moments in the games that decide.
At the same time, at Weavers Park, Drogheda United host Galway United, and in the First Division, Athlone Town host UCD and Cove Ramblers face Treaty United. The Fredkin Group say they look forward to bringing stability to Everton. The consortium that already owns Serie A giants Roma has agreed to buy Farhad Moshiri's 94.1% stake in the troubled Merseyside club. Only regulatory approval separates the Fredkin Group from seizing control at Goodison Park. Now in horse racing, there is a 7-race card at Ferry House running into this evening. Dylan Brown McMoneagle is on the saddle in 5 rides there, and they are in the middle of an 8-race card in Listowel. Rathmullen's Luke McAteer is involved in 4 of those races. Finally, in boxing, Anthony Joshua says his boxing career is far from over despite being knocked out by Daniel Dubois in Saturday's heavyweight showdown at Wembley. The defeat meant he missed the chance to become a 3-time world champion, with Dubois retaining the IBF belt. Joshua has taken to social media to say he's ready to go again.
You know, we've done it once, we've done it twice. Doing it a third time hasn't been easy, but I believe it's something I can achieve. It's about making the right steps forward.
Joshua is expected to push for a rematch with Dubois. That's all your sport for today, but don't forget to tune in to the DL debate with Brendan Devaney between 7 and 8 this evening. Back to you, Michael.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, work on the Strabane Public Realm Scheme is to begin next spring. The North Communities Minister, Gordon Lyons, has confirmed almost £7 million in capital investment, which will go towards improving the streetscape, lighting, footpaths and traffic flow within the town. Welcoming the news, the chair of Strabane Bid, Kieran Kennedy, says the works will make Strabane a more attractive place to work and stay in. He says the project will be transformative for the town.
This has been going on for quite a long time, and it's just great to see it coming to fruition.
Minister Lyons has announced the money, council is behind it, the department is behind it. You'll obviously be hoping that we'll see work begin on this and begin quickly.
Well, hopefully, as I say, it's been going on a long time, and you know, from a business perspective, it can be only good that the aesthetics of the town are greatly improved. It's $102 million for Strabane Town Centre, and I see it as a huge investment on Strabane and a result of significant benefits to our local businesses and to our residents.
As you say, the overall plan, $102 million, money will come obviously from the city deal as well. This initial $7 million is to start the public realm. And you believe this is going to help make Strabane a better place in which to work, a better place in which to live?
Oh, without a doubt. Like, I mean, this is the biggest investment in our lifetime, isn't it? It's going to really improve Strabane and put us on the map. You know, we have been for years underfunded, and now it's just great to see this all coming at the one time. We welcome it, and hopefully it starts very, very soon, and we can all see the benefits.
For weather now, cloudy and mostly dry this evening with isolated showers and light to moderate northerly breezes. Dry to start tonight, but showers will move in later. Some mist and fog patches also. Lowest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The trial of the man accused of the murder of Donegal woman Danielle McLaughlin is expected to conclude within the coming weeks. The 28-year-old was killed in Goa, India in 2017. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has confirmed that he will be seeking to retain his Dáil seat in the upcoming general election. Announcing his decision today, Deputy Pringle said as an independent, he's always put people first rather than party, and he believes that's what's been missing with the current government parties. A former Sinn Féin press officer in the Northwest has pleaded guilty to a series of child sex offences. 42-year-old Michael McMonagall, with an address at Limewood Street, Derry, previously denied all the charges. And the Real Estate Alliance says housing supply is simply not meeting demand. House prices are on the rise again, with Dublin the most expensive, with an average of €532,000, while the cheapest is in Donegal, with the average price at €170,000. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, September the 23rd. The death has occurred of Yvonne Murphy, née McGettigan, Templetown, Carlingford, Louth, formerly Kilconnell, Glebe, Kilmacrenan, Donegal, reposing at her home from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock today and from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Removal on Wednesday morning at 20 past 10 to St James's Church Grange, arriving for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Joe Hannigan, 608 Calais, Carrigans. Removal from Kelly's funeral home, Oakfield Rafaux, at 6 o'clock this evening, going to his late residence to repose for wake until 11 o'clock, and tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Funeral cortege leaving his late residence on Wednesday morning at 20 past 10, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on newtoncalaisparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Medical 3 Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Robert Jenkins, Mondewy, Manor Cunningham. No wake, house is private, please, at the request of the deceased. A service of thanksgiving for Robert's life will be held in Rafaux Presbyterian Church on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Surgical 2, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Isabel Hammond, Mahara Blade, Creeslaw, and formerly of Belfast. No wake, the house is private, please. Memorial service at the family home on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Hugh McCahill, Church Street, Remelton, reposing at the residence of his brother Jim and Teresa McCahill, Church Street, Remelton, until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 o'clock until 6:30. Removal from there at 6:30, going to St Mary's Church, Remelton, for prayers at 7 o'clock and to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Samuel George Sammy Black, Clochgore Convoy, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Convoy Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Parkinson's Society and Convoy Presbyterian Church, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of James McGettigan, 9 College Grove, Strabane, reposing at the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in Melmount Old Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Renal Unit, Oma Hospital, care of any family member or Charles Lynch, funeral director. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Mary Margaret Turner, née McDowell, 14 Ashburn Avenue, Woodburn. Fiona leaving her late residence tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by a service of thanksgiving for her life in Glendermot Parish Church at 1:30. Burial afterwards in Altnagalvin Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Glendermot Parish Church, care of the Rectory Office, Church Bray, Altnagalvin, Londonderry. Everyone is welcome to call at the family home from 11 o'clock until 9 o'clock. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.